Celebrate the holiday season at Redding Garden of Lights, open November 21st through January 4th at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay in Redding, California. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with over 2 million lights, plus holiday-themed music, food and drinks, glowing swings, and more. New for 2025, upgrade your experience with a train ride on the new Turtle Express, adorned with festive lights and wintry displays. Redding Garden of Lights is presented by Dignity Health Mercy Medical Center Redding. Buy tickets online at turtlebay.org.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings, unbeatable value just for you.
Programs about there was the guy on NBC, I think, for a while. They would attract some predator to a teenage girl's home. And then this guy would walk out and he would confront the person, the adult male who was there to hook up with some teenage girl, some underage teenage girl. Not always pretty, pretty ugly. Then you'd have the cop shows where they would arrest a drunk driver. They might be chasing somebody with a felony warrant for murder or rape or something. And the cops have to tackle them and take them down. Or there might be a shootout. Might result in a taxpayer relief shot because somebody shot back at the cops. It's not always, law enforcement is not always pretty. So when we ask for deportations, we should have known it wasn't always going to be pretty. But really, you're going to cheer on the release for child molesters, you're really sick. I know it's not you, but the people that were doing it on the story I was listening to this morning are really sick. And I know that when you're doing, look, pick your number. I really don't give a rat's ass what number you pick. Are there 10 million illegal aliens in this country? Are there 20 million? Are there 30 million? Are there 40 million? I don't know. And I'm telling you, you don't know either. Whatever number you pick, I can find a countervailing number. But the number's huge. And if they've come into the country once, that's a misdemeanor. If you've gone out and come back again, that's a felony. That's under the Immigration and Naturalization Act. So these are criminals. And they need to be deported. And if you're doing a sweep, if you've identified an apartment complex, you've identified a Home Depot parking lot, you've identified, you know, a restaurant, whatever it is, a landscaping company, pick what, I just don't care, pick whatever you want to pick. And you go in and sweep, it's like if they're going to do a raid on a business or a raid on a home. There may be innocent people there, but the cops don't know who the people are that are subject to arrest versus those that they don't know are subject to arrest until they finish the sweep, they get everybody gathered. Now, I wouldn't want to be one of these. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking for this to happen to me, and I don't want it to happen to you. But in the real world, this is what happens. They raid a drug dealer's house. And the drug dealer's, you know, he's a pimp and he's got all of his girls there. And some of the girls are completely innocent, never done anything, and they get swept up in the raid. And so they get handcuffed, they get put back in the back of a patrol car, and they're temporarily detained. They may even be taken to the police station until they can affirmatively identify them. Oh, you're not a suspect that we want. So now you're free to go. That might be 30 minutes, it might be 3 hours, it might be 24 hours. But that's what happens. That's why you shouldn't hang around with criminals, because you might get swept up in it. So now we're seeing that. And people are screaming and protesting. And in addition to screaming and protesting, the cabal steps in and they amplify it. And they amplify it so that you think it's absolutely horrific. We're sweeping innocent people up and people are being held. And, oh, my gosh, we got to stop this. Wait a minute. This is what we wanted. Raise your hand. This is what I voted for. This is exactly what I voted for. And I knew that when it started to occur, there would be backlash. People would be like, oh, wait a minute. Oh, you know, you mean people are actually going to get arrested? Well, what did you think was going to happen? They're criminals. They violated federal law, and yes, if you're going to deport them, you have to detain them, arrest them, and haul them off somewhere to put them in a detention center until you can sort everybody out and then start deporting them, start the deportation proceedings. And many already had deportation orders, and those should be subject to immediate deportation. But, oh, we're afraid to do that. I mean, it's just insane what we're doing. Back to Chicago. The mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, this, again, a self-avowed Marxist, he makes his allegiance more obvious than ever because he pleads with America's globalist adversaries in the United Nations to take action against us. When you start going, remember, the United Nations is nothing more than, it's on the East River in Manhattan, in Lower Manhattan. What it is, you've seen it. It's an iconic building in Manhattan. You go inside, you step into the barroom scene from the original Star Wars. That's what it is. That's what it looks like. And it's made up predominantly of countries that hate us. And they put the countries that hate us, that are the worst human rights violators, on the Human Rights Commission. And then they attack us. And then people like Brandon Johnson, who really doesn't like America. I really don't believe that he likes the United States, particularly as a constitutional republic. He'd rather see us as some sort of socialist utopia or a Marxist utopia. He runs the United Nations, and he calls on them to intervene into this country. You can't make this stuff up. In fact, I'll prove my point next. This weekend with Michael Brown. If you want to follow me on X, it's at Michael Brown USA. Text line's always open, 33103. Be right back.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
With Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. On your podcast app, search for The Situation with Michael Brown. The Situation with Michael Brown. Once you find that, hit that subscribe button. Leave a 5-star review to help us with the algorithm. And then you'll get all 5 days of the weekday program plus the weekend program. And follow me on X at Michael Brown USA. So yes, here's Brandon Johnson before the United Nations Human Rights Council. Yes, the Star Wars bar scene. I call on this council to hold the federal government of the United States to the same standards of accountability you apply elsewhere in the world. No country should be above international law. Human rights are universal, or they are meaningless. Chicago has long been part of this struggle. Is that what's going on the South Side of Chicago? Are human rights being protected by all the shootings on the South Side? I'm just asking. He says, I invite the United Nations independent experts to visit Chicago to witness both our challenges and our progress firsthand. And I urge the Human Rights Council to consider additional measures of accountability, including a special session to examine the worsening human rights crisis in the United States. Talk about window dressing bullcrap. Wait a minute. So you call on the United Nations Human Rights Commission, to visit Chicago. Can I interpret that for you? Thank you. I invite the Human Rights Commission to come to Chicago so I can have a photo op. I invite you to come to Chicago so we can hold a press conference together. I invite you to come to Chicago so maybe, you know, I can have a fancy dinner, take you all out to a fancy dinner and have the taxpayers pay for it. And then you can go back home and we'll issue some press releases and then we'll put that into a campaign commercial when I run for mayor again. That's what it really means. And then I urge the Human Rights Council to consider additional measures of accountability, including a special session to examine the worsening human rights council in the United human rights crisis in the United States. May I interpret that for you again? Thank you. I'd like for you to hold a session in New York because I'd like to fly at my Chicago taxpayer expense. I'd like a week trip to New York so I could attend. You know, we could have a special session. We could have a breakout session. We could have some special sessions. We could have some committee meetings. And we could have some press conferences. We could have some television appearances. Maybe I could go on one of the morning news shows. I could go on the cable shows. It'd be great for me. So let's have a special session. Can we do that too? What a load of crap this is. Now, you know that the Democrats, i.e. the Marxists, you know they can count on the United Nations support in their efforts because they want to displace the American population with vast hordes of invaders from the third world. Oh, you don't believe me? Beyond the operation of liberal non-government organizations, the United Nations has been one of the most prominent forces behind propaganda and funding for migrant caravans seeking to invade the United States. UN agencies like the International Organization for Migration and the UN Refugee Agency provide humanitarian aid, including cash assistance, debit cards, shelter, food, and transportation assistance to migrants in countries from South America to the U.S. border. And this is who you're calling upon to investigate our efforts to get those very same people out of the country? Listen along with all 12 of the MSNBC viewers as Chicago's Black Lives Matter mayor proclaims that he is defending humanity. Well, I'll let you figure out from whom.
To be very clear about what's at stake. And in order for our country to be a place of promise and hope and opportunity for people around the globe who have called the city of Chicago their home, it's why we're so committed to ensuring that we're protecting our democracy and defending humanity. What this president has instigated and what he has escalated is absolutely an egregious attempt to have complete control over all of our cities.
Wow. Trump wants complete control over all of our cities. How do you go from you want to simply enforce federal immigration law, which is not a part of the jurisdiction of any municipality in this state, and you're a sanctuary city and a sanctuary state, Chicago, Illinois, and you are defying federal law. So now you want the United Nations to come in and stop the federal government from enforcing the very laws that you and I voted for. I just want to make sure you understand that. It's crazy. It's total crazy. Moving on. The wife of our historic first half-black, half-white president will never forgive white people for handing her fame and fortune on an affirmative action basis. Michelle Obama still festers with hostility, even accusing Caucasians of oppressing her hair. Yes, we are oppressing Michelle Obama's hair. Can't make this up. According to the Daily Caller, Michelle Obama said she felt obligated to keep her hair straight during her tenure in the White House. In a conversation she had with actress Tracy Ellis Ross, she blamed white people for the exhausting beauty standards that she felt she had to upkeep while she was in the spotlight. I don't think anybody forced you to do your hair one way or another, but you need to be educated. She said, "Let me explain something to white people." Wow, that's pretty degrading. That's pretty racist, isn't it? "Let me explain something to white people," says the black woman. Okay, well, I'm listening. Quote, "Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness." When we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards. Well, has she ever looked at Ebony? Has she ever looked at any movie or series streaming on television? I don't see anybody. And I don't. Where's the beauty cop? Where are the beauty cops? Oh. And because of whites, blacks apparently can't swim or go to the gym. Really. And we run away from the water. This is Michelle Obama. We run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all. It is exhausting. It is so expensive. It takes up so much time. And then she went on to suggest that it was in the best interest of white people to allow black women to abandon these alleged beauty expectations. Okay, well, guess what? You have my permission. Michelle, you can go do whatever you want with your hair. I'm not going to stop you. No, you can do whatever you want to, and that's fine. Oh, hang on.
Worry about it. Let me explain something to white people. Our hair comes out of our head naturally in a curly pattern. So when we're straightening it to follow your beauty standards, we are trapped by the straightness. That's why so many of us can't.
You know what's interesting? Her hair is straight in this video.
Can't swim. And we run away from the water. People won't go to the gym because we're trying to keep our hair straight for y'all.
Well, thank you. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn. I'll be right back.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband, Ryan, died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
JTV, Jewelry Television. With 80,000 jewelry looks, we're kind of a big deal. Even bigger with new lines of designer handbags, fragrances, and more. And biggest of all, because you could win a 7-night stay in Bali, spending money and thousands worth of JTV jewelry, making you kind of a big deal. Enter by December 7th at jtv.com/sweepstakes. No purchase necessary. Then watch JTV on TV or shop jtv.com for big holiday deals.
Great food, affordable prices, friendly service. You'll find all that and more 7 days a week at Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment.
Open 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 6 a.m. to 3 p.m. Sundays. From homemade soup, salads, and sandwiches to great steaks, seafood, and Italian dishes, everything is made fresh daily and served with a smile, or we're happy to serve your meals to go. Simply call in your order to 243-6251. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, daily specials, and prime rib are available any time of the day. Lulu's Eat-In and Drink-In Establishment, where Pine meets Cypress Avenue, home of the best Bloody Mary in town.
Thousands of veterans in Shasta County have served our country with pride, and many of them rely on social services at the VA clinic for their health and welfare needs. Transportation is key to their ability to access these services. Help salute our veterans by making a cash or check donation to provide free bus passes to local veterans in need this giving season. Look for our Rob a Bus Drive, Friday the 14th, at Plumas Bank locations on Hartnell Avenue and Hilltop Drive in Reading, in Anderson, the public parking lot at 4305 Shasta Dam Boulevard, and the Burney Library, between 7 a.m. and 3 p.m., or make a donation online at robaveterans.com.
Join me, Dr. Lauren, on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. behind the pink mic for breast cancer conversations about prevention and diagnosis, to healing stories and words from expert guests. Behind the Pink Mic is proudly sponsored by Sizzle's Kitchen and Swell Endeavor. Tune in with Dr. Lauren every Tuesday at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and streaming at KCNR1460.com. Behind the Pink Mic, let's talk healing, hope, and community.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Carrie Growl, owner of Organic Pilates. We believe movement is more than exercise. It's a way to connect with yourself. Our new student intro includes a semi-private reformer session, two group classes, and an infrared sauna experience. And soon, you'll find us in our expanded studio in the heart of downtown Reading. Discover how movement with intention can change the way you feel at Organic Pilates.
Coffee drinker. Love the aroma of coffee, but I've just never been a big coffee drinker. So I don't know a lot about Starbucks. You know, grande, venti, I don't know. I'm culturally ignorant of Starbucks, except I do know that Starbucks has gone way out of its way to position themselves as a woke company. They lobby very, very strenuously for DACA, for the Dreamers program. They promised at one time to hire 10,000 refugees. They pledged $100 million to the Black Lives Matter cause. And, of course, they pushed LGBT-themed reusable cups. They pay for sex change procedures for their employees. And they help their employees to get abortions. And it just goes on and on and on. Starbucks branding often emphasizes ethical sourcing, sustainability, inclusivity. And, of course, that resonates with liberal consumers and it reinforces their image as a progressive corporation. So when you do all of that, don't you expect that the progressive Marxists that consume your coffee would be all for you and they would look at all of that good and say, oh, what a wonderful place? No. You see what happens, no matter how much virtue signaling you do, whether it's real or perceived or it's fake or imaginary, whatever, doesn't make any difference. The reward that's bestowed upon Starbucks by the new face of leftism or Marxism in this country is exactly what history has taught us to expect. Zofram, or maybe Zoloft, Mom Donnie says he's boycotting Starbucks until they pay their employees more. Now, ask a socialist Menshevik what happens to leftists who don't quite manage to keep up with the extremism of the vanguard. Oh, wait, you can't because the Bolsheviks shot them all. So, I don't know, maybe Mom Donnie's going to create communist coffee shops to go with his communist grocery stores. It's insane. Utterly insane. And by the way, it's he's not getting backlash. No. It seems that instead, Governor Kathy Hochul, the Democrat in New York, is now considering a massive tax increase on New York corporations. Why now? Because she wants to pay for the far-left socialist agenda of Zofram. So following Mamdani's victory in the New York City's mayoral race, Hochul pledged not to raise taxes on the state's high earners, but now she's considering a hike in the state corporate income tax instead. Now, you know, we know that corporations don't pay the state corporate income tax. When a corporation based in New York realizes that their tax rate, just pick a number out of your butt, I don't care, is going to go from 10% to 15%, 5% to 8%. It doesn't make any difference what it is. What do? They're going to correspondingly increase the cost of the goods or the services that they provide to cover their new tax rate. And so whoever engages those services, buys those products, in the price they pay for that service or product, will pay the new state tax rate. So all of the consumers in New York are the ones who are going to pay it, including those that she promised not to impose a income tax hike on the state's high earners. They're going to pay it anyway. So all the muckety mucks in New York City that, you know, went to pledge fealty to Zofram and, you know, all met with him, including Jamie Dimon from J.P. Morgan Chase. They all met with him, you know, trying to get, you know, Kathy Hochul steps in and says, sucks to be you, doesn't it? Now, notably, the corporate tax increase under consideration would primarily serve as a means to alleviate a more than $4 billion budget deficit that New York State is estimated to face in the coming fiscal year. $4 billion. Now, Hochul's administration believes the hike could also be used as a pay-for to cover some of Mom Donnie's radical policy ideas, including the aforementioned, you know, city-owned grocery stores, a rent freeze, expansion of housing, free city buses, free child care, and all of the other far-left proposals. Now, her budget director is insisting that the tax increases are, well, that's the last thing on her mind, and contends that the state is in a good spot financially. Really? You have a $4 billion budget hole coming up, and you're in a good spot financially? Hey, honey, how's the budget next year? Well, you know, we've been living on about 50 grand and we're only going to make about 35 grand, but we're in a good spot financially. How's that? How's that? Well, we're just going to magically, we got a credit card. Yeah, we've got a credit card. We got an American Express Black Card or a Platinum or whatever it is now. We got an American Express card. There's no spending limits. So we're just going to use that. When you put it in those terms, it's pretty insane, isn't it? Those are the rumblings that come from Albany that, you know, suggest that New York's top Democrat. I think she's probably going to reverse course in light of Mom Donnie's meteoric rise within the party. They're all now sucking up to Zofran. This precarious fiscal situation that's been forecasted for the state for some time now could prove too much for his socialist agenda. Because already, New York State has seen federal cuts enacted by the Trump administration because the White House wants to slash government waste, fraud, and spending. I'd say New York, for all my listeners in New York, sorry, sucks to be you, but yeah, they ought to do that. Look, don't get me wrong. I'm not picking on you. They ought to do it to Colorado, too. In fact, they ought to do it across the board, red states or blue states. I don't care. Anyway, in early October, the Trump administration cut about $18 billion in infrastructure funding to New York City over concerns that it was going to be that those projects were going to be subjected to DEI constraints by the city officials. And Trump's previously threatened to cut federal funding to New York if Mondami were elected, and citing his far-left policies. And then following Mondami's victory, Trump remarked that he would speak with the incoming mayor and will help him a little bit, maybe. Mr. President, stop it. Just stop it. You're never going to win New York City. I know it's your city. I know you grew up there. I know you developed there. I know you've done business, but you're not going to win New York. Don't help them. Now, Hochul's facing a pretty strong challenge from Congresswoman Elise Stefanik in 2026. The current polling showing the two neck and neck, which is not good for an incumbent. Mamdani's term begins on January 1, and we'll see where it goes. But I don't see how that they can continue to do what they're doing and get by with it. Every time a state has a budget hole, what do? They turn to the feds, and they ask the feds, hey, can you step in? Seattle's newly elected mayor, Katie Wilson, if you think that Mom Donnie was bad, take a listen.
There is an awful lot that I want to accomplish as mayor. I want everyone in this great city of ours to have a roof over their head. I want universal child care and free K-8 summer care.
She went to kids 12 months out of the year. Yeah. In government-run facilities. Ooh.
I want world-class mass transit. I want great, safe public spaces where kids can run around with abandon. I want stable, affordable housing for renters. I want social housing. I want much more land.
Social housing. Do you have social housing? What does that mean? Does that mean I can just come over and sleep in the extra bedroom anytime I want to? What the hell is social housing?
And wealth to be owned and stewarded by communities instead of corporations.
Back that one up. That's pretty good.
Wealth to be owned and stewarded by communities instead of corporations.
I want wealth to be stewarded by communities instead of corporations.
A robust economy with thriving small businesses, great living wage jobs, and strong rights for workers. I want a city where everyone has the basics of a dignified life, including healthy food, access to health care, and supportive communities. I want a city where your health and your life expectancy and your children's future doesn't depend on your zip code or your race. I believe that I will be stepping into office with a strong mandate to pursue this vision. I believe it is notable that all of that money focused on attacking me, but not my vision or platform. And that is because this vision and platform are supported by an overwhelming majority of Seattle residents, as demonstrated by the resounding victories of the other progressive candidates running for office in Seattle this year.
So I say, go for it. I mean it very, very sincerely. I say, go for it, sweetheart. I want you and Seattle. I love Seattle. Seattle's a beautiful place, and I enjoy visiting. I've been there a lot. I say, go for it. Prove to us just how stupid these ideas are. I'll be right back.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LEAD25 to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LEAD25 for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and I Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio. Find out what's happening in our town, our community, and our nation. That's Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Cold and flu season is here. At Orchard Nutrition Center, we understand every mom wants the best for her children. That's why our wellness department is stocked with trusted supplements to support your kids' health all year long. Build a strong foundation with multivitamin chewables and gummies, perfect for everyday wellness and immune support, and omega-3 gummies that boost brain development and keep their immune system resilient. Natural support to help them stay strong through every season. Because at Orchard Nutrition Center, we believe healthy kids make happy homes.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You gotta step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking. For us, it's not just about vibes or trends, it's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
When you need a workers' compensation attorney, the only thing worse than no attorney is a bad attorney. Consider speaking with more than one attorney before you decide who you want to represent you. You should be interviewing the actual attorney, not just their staff. An extra couple of weeks in selecting the right attorney for you could have lifelong impact. We hope you will try Gorman Law. There is never any pressure, and consultations are always free. Call us at 530-262-2168 or schedule online at GormanComp.com.
welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. It's always wonderful to come in on Saturday and do this program because this is such a great audience, and I appreciate everything you do in terms of the text line, podcast, listening, streaming and listening to us during the weekday. It really is great, and I want you to know how much I appreciate you spending some time with me on the weekend. So let's go back to Seattle for a moment, because this is insanity. You understand just how insane this is, right? Go through and listen again to the litany of things that she wants to do. Now, this is a woman who has no government experience. She has no private sector experience. I think she painted boats for a while or something. She went to Oxford but dropped out. She lives based on income from her parents at the age of 40. So she's the stereotypical leftist. I can't even say she's a college grad because she dropped out of Oxford. I'm not sure she was admitted to Oxford. I'm not really sure she ever actually went. She has a Marxist professor for a father. I'm not quite sure what her mother does. I honestly don't care. And now she's the mayor of one of the city's largest cities, and she has no experience whatsoever in managing or running anything. But I want you to listen to this list of this litany, if you will, of things that she wants to do, because it's all about redistribution of wealth. That's what it all boils down to. But I want you to put on somebody else's ears. I want you to take your ears off. I know some of you might be hard to do. Take your ears off and go back to the very beginning of the program when I gave you the polling numbers about young people who have a, 44%, I think, favorable view of socialism. It was, in some cases, it was upwards of 50%. I want you to listen with their ears, because you cannot tackle this issue of this tyranny of socialism and Marxism that is just enveloping this country unless you are able to put yourself in the shoes of young kids who are struggling to find a job, meaning in life. They've not been taught anything about how this country operates. They have zero economic understanding of how an economy works. Well, I forget what was on the news last night. My wife and I were driving back from dinner, and she just, out of nowhere, I wasn't really listening to the news. I was thinking about something, and she said, people are just ignorant about economics. And I looked at her and said, yes, are you just now discovering this? So I want you to listen to this again, but from the point of view of somebody half your age, 5 years younger than you, I don't care, but somebody who thinks like those people who look upon socialism or Marxism as something wonderful, and then explain it to me.
There is an awful lot that I want to accomplish as mayor. I want everyone in this great city of ours to have a roof over their head. I want you to...
Stop. I'd like for everybody to have a roof over their head, too. I don't like to see homeless people. I don't like to see people who've lost their job and they're sleeping in their car. I had a coworker in that position one time. So it was going to turn really cold, and she was sleeping in her car, and she had her dog with her. So I arranged to make sure she had a place to stay for a couple of nights. I didn't do anything other than just try to help for a couple of nights. But I took that upon myself. I'm not bragging about it. I'm just saying I think that's what we should all be doing. But she wants everybody to have a roof over their head. Well, yes, we all do. But sometimes people don't want roofs over their head. Sometimes they don't want to be housed. Sometimes they make a choice. And if we're going to provide a roof for everybody that wants one, who pays for that?
Universal child care.
Wow. Regardless of your income, regardless of your station in life, universal child care.
K-8 summer care.
Summer care. Oh, year round.
I want world-class mass transit.
Real class mass transit? Okay. World-class mass transit. Have you seen some of the mass transit in some places of the world, sweetheart? Because I don't think you have.
I want great, safe public spaces where kids can run around with abandon.
So she's going to eliminate crime, I guess.
I want...
Wait a minute. Or maybe she's going to surround all these parks and open spaces with cops.
But I thought she was against the cops.
So we're just going to live in a utopia.
Stable, affordable housing for renters. I want social housing.
Cabrini Green? Are we going to build another Chicago Cabrini Green? Is that what we're going to do? Or I forget the one in St. Louis. There was one in St. Louis, too. Right, is that what it is? Just... Or maybe she's never been to Russia, because in Russia you can still see the old Soviet bloc housing that was there, that built for all of the worker bees to live in. What a load of crap.
I want much more land and wealth to be owned and stewarded by communities instead of corporations.
Elimination of private property. That always goes over very well. That's a pure malice point of view.
I want a robust economy with thriving.
I do too. And you're just, everything you've just said in the first, what are we looking at? In the first 32 seconds, everything that you've just said would destroy a robust economy.
Thriving small businesses, great living wage jobs, and strong rights for workers.
Yeah, make it more unprofitable to start a business.
I want a city where everyone has the basics of a dignified life.
What's that? The basics of a dignified life.
Including healthy food, access to health care, and supportive communities.
And what's the price tag so far? Has anybody got a calculator going? Anybody can tell me what this is going to cost so far?
I want a city where your health and your life expectancy and your children's future doesn't depend on your zip code or your race.
That's easy. Just eliminate zip codes.
I believe that I will be stepping into office with a strong mandate to pursue this vision. I believe it is notable that all of that money focused on attacking me, but not my vision or platform.
Do you understand now, as you listen to that, why socialism has become so attractive for so many young people? Because they are economic illiterate. And some might just say stupid. Yes. Thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you joining the weekend with Michael Brown. I'll see you next weekend.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Okay, all signed up. Easy. Now let's run payroll. What the?
Hey, girl. I'm you with more gusto.
Nice.
Who's that?
New social media manager, hired and onboarded with gusto. And spoiler, we're kind of famous now.
Wait, we're famous?
Oh, well, I'm famous.
Payroll, benefits, and HR. Designed and built for small businesses. Choose a future with gusto.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I spent years living in fear of calcium oxalate crystal stones, always afraid of when the next one would hit. Now I just take Kidney Cop.
Battling calcium oxalate stones, it's time to try Kidney Cop, a doctor-recommended kidney supplement that has been shown in laboratory tests to reduce the growth rate of calcium oxalate crystals by 99%. Get Kidney Cop today at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, or KidneyCop.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.